Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And now this item that we have in stock today is similar to an item that we had before, but it's a little bit different. Similar, but different. So this is a talking blood pressure machine. Now, we like to keep these in stock because honestly, I think everybody should have one of these. This is a talking blood pressure arm cuff, and this is going to give you some nice accurate readings. This is different because this is by a company you guys have probably heard of. This is called by the company Sunbeam. So Sunbeam makes this. They make blankets, they make electric blankets, they make housewares and home items and kitchen items and things like that. But this is a talking blood pressure machine. Now, to describe what this looks like, it is, to me, looks kind of like a wedge because it starts out thinner at the front, and as it goes toward the back of the unit, it gets thicker. Now, that is because it has this nice big LCD display to actually do it at an angle, at a 45-degree angle, so you're able to see it well. Of course, now that's for people who can see. But if you do plan on getting this for somebody as a gift, and they might have partial vision or they can see a little, then this LCD screen is going to be nice for them because it is a large display and it has pretty decently large text on it. And it is backlit, so that's nice there. Now, this is only about, say maybe about 3 inches wide, and at its thickest point, it is about 2 inches tall. And then at its thinnest point, it's about a half inch tall. So it's very lightweight, very portable. You can easily throw this in a bag and travel with it, take it with you wherever you go. Now, this does run on 4 AAA batteries, which they do include in the box. So you do get the 4 batteries in the box. And then it does have a spot on the right side of the unit to be able to plug in a special AC adapter. Not sure what AC adapter it takes, so I would recommend if you're wanting an AC adapter for this, take it into your local Batteries Plus and have them look and tell you and help you get it figured out what kind of voltage it needs and size and all that good stuff. Now, on the left side of the unit is a large hole, and that is where the arm cuff itself plugs into. And it does have a rubber tube that goes from the part that plugs into the unit to the arm cuff itself. And I would say that the rubber tube is probably about 2 feet long. So, definitely long enough to, you're not going to be wanting to use this across the room with your, with the machine or whatever. So it's pretty typical for your blood pressure, talking blood pressure machines in general, to be a couple feet long because you're just going to be sitting right next to it anyway. Now, the batteries go in the back of the unit. So if you flip the unit over to the back, there is a battery cover that you actually, to open it, you're going to slide it away from you toward the thick side of the unit or the thick back of the unit, and then pop the battery cover off. And then when you want to put it back in, you're going to slide it down toward the thin side of the unit to lock it back in place. Now, it does have 4 rubber feet on the bottom of it as well to keep it from sliding around and also keep it from scratching any surface that you have it on. And so there are only 3 buttons on this unit. And the 3 buttons are as follows. There's 1 big button on the left. That is the button to go left arrow, but that's also a button to go into the settings. Now, I will tell you, if you are visually impaired and blind like myself, then you really don't have any need to go into the settings because it doesn't speak in the settings anyway. So there are some things that this does show on the screen, but it doesn't actually speak. But it does speak the most important stuff, and that is the current reading as you're taking it, and it also will let you go back and recall previous readings that you've taken. So it does cover the basic and the most important stuff. So the big button on the left is the left arrow, but it's also the button to get into the settings. The middle button is the on and off button. That also is the button that starts the measuring. And then the right button, it's a big right button. That is So the button in the middle is smaller, and then the left and right buttons are the larger buttons. But the button on the right is the right arrow, and that is also the button that turns on and off different settings when you are in the settings menu. But like I said, you're not going to hear anything inside the settings menu, so if you get stuck in there, best just to let it go off and then go back and start over, because it does not speak, and you don't want to be, you don't want to accidentally turn something off. And I will tell you, one of the settings to turn on and off is the speaking part of it. So if you are in the settings fiddling around, you might accidentally turn off the voice part of it, and then it might be kind of a pain in the rear to get that turned back on again. So that's why I said not a lot of important stuff in the settings. There's a time and date setting in there where you can set the time and the date, which unfortunately it doesn't speak anyway. You can also set an alarm, and you can change it from metric to regular U.S. Measuring and things like that. So that's really about it. So to use this, it's your typical arm cuff that Velcros, just like that. You're going to open it up, open up the Velcro. You're going to loosen it so it creates a hole in the middle of the loop or the wrap for you to stick your arm through. Now, I will tell you, this gets very large. So if you are an NFL offensive lineman, you can probably still get your arm in this. It is a big opening. So this should fit about every arm out there, because it tightens up to as small as you want. And the size that I have it extended to now, like I said, this looks like an NFL offensive lineman, so, or defensive lineman, either one. It looks big. So plenty of size there. And so you're going to want to loosen it up. You're going to slide your arm through it, and you're going to slide it up to your upper arm. This is going to be above the elbow. And then you're going to orient it so the rubber tubing is actually coming out of the arm cuff at the middle of the inside of your elbow. So on the inside of your left elbow is where you want the tubing to come out of. And you want this to go on your left arm up above your elbow. So once you slide this above your elbow and you orient it so the tubing is coming out of the middle of the inside of your elbow, then you're just going to pull on one end of this wrap it around so it's snug, but it doesn't have to be tight. So snug, but not necessarily tight. Once you have that Velcroed over and it locked in place, you're going to want to put your arm at heart level. So what I do is I have a family size Kleenex box here, and it's the perfect height for me to lay my arm on it, and it actually puts this at arm, at heart height, at heart level. And so tube coming out the middle of the inside of my elbow, and my arm is now at heart level, and now I'm ready to go and take the measurement. So I'm going to reach over here, and I'm just going to press the middle button on this unit one time, and then you guys can hear what it says. Now, when you're taking your blood pressure, you do want to be facing straight ahead. You want to have your feet flat on the floor. You want to just breathe nice and calmly, evenly, and you don't want to be talking when you're doing this. So let's go ahead and take it. I'm going to press the middle button one time.
Please remain seated and refrain from talking during measurement, and keep cuff at the heart level.
Okay, so it's pumping up now. And it's stopped.
Your blood pressure is systolic 121 millimeter of mercury, diastolic 79 millimeter of mercury. Your pulse was 70.
Okay, so that's all there is to it, guys. And I will tell you what I like about this one is that it doesn't put a massive vice grip on your arm. It does get it a little tight when it pumps it up, but it doesn't squeeze it super like it's squeezing your arm off like some units out there do. So really, really nice the way it doesn't do that. And then when you're done measuring, you're just going to press the middle button again.
Measuring over.
And there you go. And now it turns off the unit. Now you're good to go. Now, say you want to go ahead and review or recall your past readings. Well, it's very easy to do. You're just going to press the big right button one time. Then you're going to press the left button one time, the big left button.
Your blood pressure is systolic 121 millimeter of mercury, diastolic 79 millimeter of mercury. Your pulse was 70.
Okay, so that is going to take you, the left arrow takes you to the very most current reading. Now, if I wanted to listen to my other readings in the past, I'm going to press the right button now.
Your blood pressure
is... This is the one I did earlier.
120 millimeter.
Okay, that's different.
Diastolic, 75 millimeter of mercury. Your pulse was 69.
Okay, so that's the one I did about 10 minutes ago. If I press the right button again.
Your blood pressure is systolic. 119 millimeter of mercury, diastolic 70.
So there you go. And if you want to stop it from speaking, just press the middle button one time and it basically just interrupts it and mutes the speech at that point. So you can see my blood pressure has been going up since I've been having to do multiple of these recordings. The blood pressure just keeps going up after each one. So, but anyway, yeah. So, and if you keep pressing the right button, it will actually cycle back around. Let me get back to that.
Your blood pressure is systolic 119.
Press the right again.
Systolic 108 millimeter.
Press right again.
Your blood pressure is systolic 122 millimeter.
Press right again.
Your blood pressure is systolic 121 millimeter.
Okay, so that's the one. It cycled all the way back around to my latest one, which is 121. But the interesting thing is if you go left arrow and keep going left arrow, it actually stops at your latest reading. So if you aren't sure which one is your latest reading, I'll show you guys. Let me do this.
Your blood pressure is systolic 108 millimeter.
Okay,
of mercury,
that's the one I did about an hour ago.
76
so if I press
mercury, your pulse was 77.
Okay, if I was to press now the left arrow and just keep pressing, listen to what it does.
Your blood pressure is systolic 121 millimeter.
Okay, that's the latest.
Diastolic 79 millimeter of mercury. Your pulse was 70.
So that was the latest reading that I took with you guys listening. But if I press the left arrow again, it's just going to keep stopping at that one.
Your blood pressure is systolic 121 millimeters.
So see? So if you ever want to remember what reading you left off at, just initiate the recall by pressing the right button once and then the left button once. And then if you go to the right, you can review your previous readings, but if you press the left arrow and just keep pressing it a bunch of times, it will actually take you back and only stop, and it will not cycle back around. Where the right arrow will actually cycle back around through the readings, the left arrow only will stop at the latest reading, so it doesn't cycle around. So, not a bad deal there.
Please remain measuring over.
Okay, and like I said, if you go back to the reading you were looking for, you don't need to hear all of it. You can just press the middle button, and it turns the unit off and stops the speaking. So, well, guys, it's that easy. It's a really nice little unit here for taking your blood pressure on your arm. It's small, it's portable, it's lightweight. It probably weighs 7-8 ounces maybe with batteries in it, maybe 9. So not bad at all if you wanted to travel with it. It's by Sunbeam, which is a good brand. It does come with the 4 batteries to start out with. And if you wanted to add an additional AC adapter, an optional AC adapter, you could, try getting one of those through, like, taking this into, like, Batteries Plus or something. But I'm not sure which one it actually needs. But, yeah, guys, so these are brand new in the box. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldcompany.com. And our website is harboldcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.